A presidential apology. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News was just delivered in Egypt, where at a climate change summit, President Biden touted his rejoining the Paris Accord President Trump took the U.S. out of.
I apologize you ever pulled out of the agreement.
The president told the summit the U.S. is making unprecedented progress reducing emissions and switching to renewable energy.
The climate crisis is about human security, economic security, environmental security, national security, and the very life of the planet.
Republicans did not support the new law, spending billions of dollars on green energy incentives, blaming his oil and gas policies for a surge in prices helping drive inflation. Fox's Peter Doocy is traveling with the president.
Next stop after Egypt, Cambodia, where President Biden hopes to convince Southeast Asia to do business with the U.S. and not China. He also plans to address North Korea's nuclear threat with South Korean and Japanese leaders. From there, it's off to the G20. There will be a sit-down Monday with Chinese President Xi Jinping. As for the agenda so far, the White House is being pretty vague. They're not listing any specific issues.
Now, the president says he will bring up the tension over Taiwan, which China considers its territory. The counting continues in two states with close Senate races. They have a 500,000 votes left to tally in Arizona, a majority of them in Maricopa County.
Arizona law allows voters to drop off ballots until 7 p.m. on election day. This year, Maricopa had a 70% increase in those from 2020, which officials say has really bogged down the system that also requires signature verification to guard against fraud.
Fox's Alicia Cunha in Phoenix, where Democratic Senator Mark Kelly has a more than 5-point lead over challenger Blake Masters in Nevada. The race there still too close to call between Adam Laxalt, who has a slight lead over Democratic Senator Catherine Cortez Masto in the House. 32 races still undecided. Republicans need to win 7 to get the majority. America's listening to Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
One of those 32 undecided House races involves a controversial Republican.
In one of the midterm's biggest shockers, Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert from Colorado is fighting for a political future against Democratic challenger Adam Frisch. With 99% of the vote counted as of Friday, Fox News shows Boebert leading Frisch by a little over 1,000 votes after trailing for a considerable amount of time since Election Day. Boebert, considered to be a major Trump loyalist in the GOP, won the seat in Colorado's 6th congressional district in 2020 after beating a Republican incumbent in the primary, then winning the general election 51-45. Colorado law does require a recount if the difference between the two candidates is 0.5% or less. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Also in Colorado, a ballot initiative has finally been settled after days of counting in a close race over whether to decriminalize another drug in addition to marijuana. In the end, Colorado voters agreed to allow people to use psychedelic mushrooms, allowing state-regulated centers where people could use them. Nicole's a tropical depression still moving toward the northeast with a lot of heavy rain from Georgia to the Carolinas to Tennessee on up. The storm is blamed for 5 deaths in Florida. 2 were electrocuted by downed power lines. Nicole did damage the coast as a hurricane. Fox's Phil Keating outside beach homes in Wilbur by the sea, badly damaged by erosion.
All of these are basically condemned at this point, uninhabitable. We're talking at least 25 coastal properties, and just north of here in Daytona Beach Shores, 50 properties there. Condos and houses have all been ruled uninhabitable.
Now we turn to Wall Street. The day after the Dow had that big 1,200-point surge on moderating inflation news, it is down this morning 137 points, but the S&P 500's up 10. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.